When someone in your family is going through depression, it's hard to know what to say, and I said everything wrong. I'm Sam. Our family went through it, and I just kept saying, come on, let's get it together. The thing I should have been saying is, let's get you to the center, a place of hope. It's a place for you or a place for someone you love who's struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders. So many success stories. It's personal to me. They've actually saved the lives of people I love. If you felt like, I don't know what to do to dig out of this really dark place, and you've tried everything and you can't think of what to do next, make a phone call right now. Call the Center, a Place of Hope.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the Center, a Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit AACCFoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our host, Dr. Tim Clinton.
Hey, welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, co-host, along with my son, Zach Clinton. A delight to have you. Thank you for joining us. Hey, do you ever struggle in your relationships? Do you maybe feel like you're caught up in a toxic relationship? You feel stuck? You're looking for some answers? You need some hope? I hope you'll press in on this program. Today, we have a very special guest, Dr. John Townsend. You recognize that name probably from the book Boundaries. He and Henry Cloud co-authored that book, New York Times bestselling, and so many more. He's been one of those pioneering, strong voices on Christian mental health and relationships. I've appreciated John so much. He also heads the Townsend Institute at Concordia University out in California. God's using in a special way to help people in the area of counseling and mental health care, leadership, and coaching. It's very exciting to see what God's doing. We're going to be talking together about just how to do life better. I think you're going to really love this. Enjoy the broadcast. John, what a delight to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Tim.
As we get started, John, everybody knows the last few years have been quite a beatdown. I mean, it's been a tough road. Yeah, I even asked counselors. Everybody agrees. It's like, this has been unbelievable, almost unbearable. A lot of fear. It was only intuitive, again, that we would see a spike in mental health issues, and we have. We all know that. But it's alarming. It's not a crisis. It's a disaster, really, where we're at. You're out there, John. You talk to people every day. This is the lane you have spent your entire life in. What are your thoughts about where we're at?
Like you said, it's a disaster, and not only in two ways, I think, Tim. One is qualitatively. The severity of the disorders and the pathology is worse. Depression's at a deeper level, anxiety, trauma, these sorts of things, substance abuse, but also the numbers themselves. So all of my people that I work with, all my friends, colleagues, they've all got waiting lists. And so we're training people as fast as we can to get them out there because the need right now is so great.
John, in that same kind of line of thought, as you see this manifestation of darkness, and you're right, people are going to places probably haven't seen a lot of or the degree of it, what do you think is adding fuel to this that makes it really difficult for people to get out? You know, that to find their way home. It used to be we'd have that resilience piece would be there, and it'd be pretty strong. But it seems like people are having more and more of a harder time of breaking free.
Yeah, Tim, I think we've got to look at it sort of in the long run developmentally. A lot of the family dynamics that started going down and crumbling maybe 30 years ago, we're now seeing the fruit of that, where people grew up in homes where there wasn't a lot of attachment, or where there was abuse, or where there was just kind of distant parents that were nice people, or people that were being raised by alcoholics. All those things, when the family closeness, cohesiveness wasn't what it should have been, now we're seeing when somebody's in stress in their 20s, 30s, and this sort of thing, they don't have the internal dynamic chutzpah, really, to take the normal stresses of life. Sort of the lack of security, the lack of strength isn't there. So they don't have a lot to draw on, and that's making it worse for them.
I remember in the early days of looking at marriage, I saw a line of thought that said, hey, if you don't have a lot in the tank, if you will, from your past, like good experiences together as a couple, it's going to be much more difficult to navigate that piece and maintain or keep it together. But if you've got something you can go back on, you've got some good memories like, hey, yeah, we were crazy in love as kids, and this is what worked for us. All of a sudden, they can go back in there and kind of find their way again. But you're right. If you go back into your past and you don't have any hooks, that's where this thing is really getting difficult, because it's like the desperation piece, I think, also alarms me about our kids, John. I was reading Jonathan Haidt's new book, The Anxious Generation. New York University, I think it was at UVA for a while, University of Virginia. But in it, he began to talk about what's really happening in today's younger generation. The advent, he links it back to the iPhone, really, and this online connection piece, and about puberty. We saw that CDC report that came out not long ago that said 57% of our daughters felt persistently sad, and some 30% had seriously contemplated suicide. John, you and I both know that isn't just shocking, that's earth-shocking. That's like unbelievable. That's not a problem. That's absolute chaos in culture, and nobody's talking about it. But they're living it. They're living in it. We're talking about our daughters and our granddaughters. So as he looked at this generation in around puberty, in those early areas right there, say 12, 13, 14 years of age, when they get that phone is when things start going sideways. And I think a lot of Christian parents get this right. They try to love their kids, have limits. They're trying to figure it out. They've grown up on, you know, this whole parenting world and culture. They listen to Cloud and Townsend half their life. You hear what I'm saying? But they're there. So if your son or daughter goes up and types in unhappy, depressed, anxious, suicidal, the algorithms start feeding all kinds of craziness.
Out of the blue. It seems like it's out of the blue, but it's very, very, very deliberate, yes.
And John, that's where he said we're losing. He said we're getting killed. And I think about the church for a moment. You know, we want to train them in the ways of the Lord and to strengthen their heart. But this phone thing, this digital device, what's your take on it?
It's one of those things, Tim, where I kind of agree with what Haidt said. I looked at his research. When you've got a very attractive, very quick, very immediate sort of way to stimulate and give you new information, you're very vulnerable to what comes through. And now the algorithms come through. And you're talking about in a child in puberty, early puberty, their brain's still wet cement. They're so impressionable. And they've got instant sort of like worldview ways to reach you. So it's a big problem. And the only solution that I think that anybody sane's been able to have is to have the family be strengthened, the church be strengthened, and find ways to put good boundaries on your limitations of phone time. Every good parent I know has, and this is kind of like all over the map, it's the whole thing that we remembered 20 years ago, put the phones downstairs. Don't let them take them upstairs at night. They've got to have limited things. Schools are now coming over. They put the phone in a bag, and you can't do anything else but you reduce the toxicity but strengthen love, structure, resilience at home.
In a lot of ways, John, we're losing connection.
Yes.
We have talked about this a lot, that the antidote to trauma, and people are using that word a lot, and now we're talking about complex trauma and collective trauma and all kinds of things, but we know that big T factor can really throw people sideways, and we're experiencing a lot of it, and it's insane what we're seeing around us. People are filled with fear, but The antidote to trauma is relationship. In other words, having someone to walk alongside of you. This anxious generation, John, is very lonely. Stepping up and into that, that's where you're right. I think we've got to get back to the family. We've got to get back to meaningful connection at home. We've got to find that in school. We've got to find it at the church. We've got to find it in one another. And that's where therapy is so valuable. Talk therapy makes sense then when you start thinking about the journey here. Talk to us, John. You wrote a book about people fuel back, and there are a number of ingredients that lead to healthy living, wholeness, spiritual vibrancy, and more. And man, again, this is wired right into the DNA of who you are. And what you're doing, by the way, also at Concordia University through the Townsend Institute and more, begin to take us down that road. What are you finding? And talk to us about relationship and what it means.
I think that the Bible teaches that there are four capacities we all need. And we need to teach them to our kids. We need to learn themselves. And these capacities really help us to meet the demands of reality. And when there's a depression or anxiety or a problem in relationships, you can go back and say, oh, that person was deficient in that capacity. The first, and we call it Asia, like that great continent, ASIA is an acronym. That first A is attachment, to learn to be vulnerable and to reach out for love and to have empathy. You got to have that. Like you said, that's what's breaking down. The S of Asia is separation, how to have your own voice, to say no when you need to know. Say no, how to have good boundaries, how to confront well in healthy ways. Got to be able to do that as well as attach. Otherwise, if you attach without separation, you get eaten up. The third one is I, the letter I, means integration, how to embrace the negative. Because some people are so afraid of making mistakes that they get this perfectionistic thing, I've got to do it all right. The anxious generation, when they made a 99 on a test, they thought they'd failed because everything had to be perfect. In integration, God wants us to say, wait a minute, we don't have to be afraid of failure. We've got a Savior that allowed us to experience failure and loss. So the I means I'm not afraid of the negative. I can embrace the negative because I can be strong. Then the last A is adulthood. You know, we talk about adulting a lot now, Tim. We talk about how people are entering, some people are entering adulthood.
Some people never get there, John.
Because there's two people here on this radio show that are struggling with that. But it has to do with finding your purpose and your mission and helping people know what they were created for. And if you go into those and learn the skills, you can begin to undo the effects of a crazy, crazy culture.
John, I'm going to throw a statement out there. In this world of interpersonal neuroscience, which is a fancy way of saying relationships matter, they're making claims like relationships can have the same mediating effect on the brain as good medicine.
It's a fact.
In other words, who I'm linked up with, for good or bad, can have profound influence on my brain, right? Yeah. So if I'm in a bad marriage and I'm living in some pretty toxic stuff for a long time, John, it's going to mess me up, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's where the research came out, Tim, that blew everybody away, was if you look at relationships, suppose you're an iPhone. The software is changing the hardware. It's changing the operating system. You've got an app called relationships. It's just a thing. But if you have the right relationships, it changes the whole nature of the wiring of the iPhone. That's how powerful it is. We change the wiring of our brain, the hardware, by the right kinds of relationships. Amazing.
So when I press in and actually begin to feel safe, when I feel safe, I'm almost like free to be myself. And then I can begin to manage maybe my emotion, my emotional insanity, mm-hmm. like the craziness that I feel when I'm around somebody who's toxic. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I can begin to soothe right there, and somehow I begin to feel pretty. I can feel more secure, which again leads to a whole level of freedom. It's like in our relationship with God. When you begin to believe that God's there for you and that He loves you, and that somehow He's going to see you through, that He's greater than all this. You know, and it's a hard place to go there. You know, a lot of people can sing God is good all the time God's good except for me. You know that, John? But if you can get to a place where you really believe God's there for you, it can begin to, quote, rewire some things here.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton. In studio guest today, Dr. John Townsend. You know him. Boundaries. How many other books? Goodness. One of God's choice servants out there, certainly in the mental health space, Christian mental health space. He also, by the way, heads the Townsend Institute at Concordia University. And hey, John, tell us a little bit about what you're doing there with the Townsend Institute.
We're really excited, Tim. We wanted to start a program that was online that had quality education where people could get a training in one of three programs. One's counseling, where you can go anywhere from a master's to a certificate to a PhD, or executive coaching consulting, master's or credential, or organizational leadership to be a leader. And we're really glad that what's happened is now our PhD program, we found out that Forbes magazine said it's the number one online PhD program out there.
I expect nothing less from John Townsend.
Which blew us away. And so what happens is there we're training people in a deeper way of living, coaching, counseling. But also, since it's online, everybody says, well, is it going to be like just go downstairs in the morning, you know, with your cup of coffee and your sad gray yoga pants and you open up your laptop? It's not like that. We're very relational. We want to make sure our professors are connected emotionally and spiritually to all of our students. So it's a relational place that's also online. People are getting great jobs and finding great opportunities.
John, again, the degree levels that you can earn there?
Credential, master's, PhD.
Credentials, master's, and PhD, all primarily around mental health, relationships, and more, right?
Mental health, leadership, coaching.
Not too bad. Hey, John, if people want to learn more about it, I mean, right here, where can they go?
TownsendInstitute.com.
TownsendInstitute.com. Congrats, John, by the way, on it. I salute you for that. I really do. John, let's go back to this relational insanity. A lot of people are linked up with some pretty toxic people. You know that, or their home's out of control, and they can't seem to get it regulated. They want to. You see people show up, and they bring all this in that knapsack, if you will, that they've been carrying around.
Lots of baggage.
Where do they begin? How do they start?
Well, as humans, our first attempt is to do this in the privacy of our home without bothering anybody. Self-regulate. And there are some ways we can do this. You know, David in the Psalms, it says David laid on his bed and meditated to the Lord. So you can do things by yourself. But if it gets severe enough, you've got to go to God's ultimate answer, which is relationship. You can't solve a dysregulated family or dysregulated head or anything unless you reach out beyond your skin. And that's where you've got to find, depending on how severe it is, a healthy church, a healthy counselor, a healthy coach. Because relationship is God's main way of healing us and regulating us.
And so it's like in the context of relationship, what starts happening, it's like in coaching, what you teach or counseling that you're teaching. In this engagement or this process, it's like this little social microcosm is formed. And people, again, before you begin to exhibit these things. And the goal is to train or teach somebody and help them understand what they're experiencing, what they're going through, and maybe bring some insights to it so they can take what they're learning in that place and generalize it right back into their own home, into their own relationships, right?
Yep. And the power of that is how it repairs things, Tim. It's called the corrective emotional experience, and it has a lot of grace to it. So they not only have, you know, habits and these sorts of things, but they learn a different way of relating. I'll give you an example. Somebody comes in and to see a counselor or a coach or whatever, and they say, you know, I let down my wife, and I feel bad, and I also not doing well at work, and they're full of shame, beating themselves up. And a good coach or counselor listens and says something like, as I'm listening to you, yeah, you've made some mistakes, but this doesn't scare me, and I see so much potential in you, and I'm going to be with you all the way through. And what that does is it's what's called the corrective emotional experience. The person was waiting to get preached at, or waiting to be yelled at, or waiting to be judged. And when the person said, you're okay with me, it rewired them inside. It's like, there's grace for that. And all of a sudden, they take that home to where they do that with their kids and their spouse and then even in their business.
You know, it's wild because we get so caught up in the pace and the pain, the pressure of everyday life. It's either we go at each other, or we disengage and shut down, we go up and close the door, and or turn on the TV and just sit there with the remote, you know what I mean? And we don't even talk to each other. But there's something about stepping back into this and saying, hey, listen, it's like the old Dr. Phil thing. How's that working for you? Not too good. We're not going anywhere. This is a flat-out disaster. Something's got to change. Having the courage or the character to say, it's time.
When we can get vulnerable again and say to somebody, okay, I'm not gonna be Superman right now. I'm not gonna be Wonder Woman. I'm struggling in some area. And we're around a safe person, not a crazy toxic person, but a safe person to say, look, I don't tell a lot of people about this, but it's really hard with my marriage or I got a kid, you know, acting out or something in business. And the person says, I'm with you. Vulnerability wins the day. And we're not a very vulnerable culture, and yet we have, you know, Jesus being the most vulnerable person that could have ever been, talking about the struggles he was having trying to help us. If we're vulnerable, We invite help.
John, I want to end the broadcast this way. A lot of people are really lonely, or they don't feel like they have a place to turn. And there's no one really to talk to. Or they feel like if they do say something, people will think of them differently or whatever. And so somehow they convince themselves just to white knuckle it and hold on and hang on and hope for a better day. It's like kids riding a bicycle and they have their eyes closed and they want to see how long they can keep them closed and thinking if they open them, that everything's going to be different. I mean, we're in the business of training counselors and coaches and leaders and more. Finding help, it does matter. And if you'll just take a step, it could just change everything about you and the road forward. John, I want you to close out by encouraging people to do that. I mean, it's time. There's somebody listening right now. They know it's time.
It is time, and I would tell that person, and if you don't open your eyes, it won't get better either. There's going to be something until you can open your eyes and see where you're going and find somebody. This is what AACC is about. This is why I've been partnering with AACC so long, because there are vetted Christian, good character people all around that can help them. Why invent something else to help you when it's already been there and it's already been proven? It's a phone call away. It's an email away.
John, for those who are listening, and all of a sudden they enjoyed the conversation. They thought, you know what? I might be interested in doing this psychology piece or what have you, and they want to learn more. Talk to us again about the Townsend Institute before we go.
Well, we look at education not as an end in itself where, I mean, okay, somebody's smart and they got a sheepskin, so what? It's an opportunity. It's the career you never had. It's the passion you never had. It breaks open the ceiling in your head and think, gosh, this is my 2.0 career or my 3.0, 4.0. We got people in there from their 20s to their 70s going, I'm finally helping people the way I wanted to help them. We'd invite you to come check us out.
All right. John, always great to have you. I want to know, are you still playing the guitar, man? You know, and playing some rock and roll? I don't know.
Me and my son still have a band called The Bandits.
The Bandits.
Yes. And we play for parties and venues, but most of the time we play when I'm paying for the party.
Would love to do that with you guys. Hey, again, what a delight. We're going to continue to pray that God will strengthen your voice, influence for the kingdom of God. Thank you again so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
If someone in your family has depression or anxiety, it's hard to know what to do. We went through that. I'm Sam. The center is a place of hope. Lives are being healed. God is changing families.
Coming to the center, it's just life-altering. My relationship with my husband, my relationship with my family.
Struggling to keep it all together, or no one knows, or you're hiding things, or you feel like you've hit some crisis.
It's amazing to think that there could be so much change.
Man, I'm so grateful for the center. It's so helpful for me, and I'm so hopeful.
The center, a place of hope. Call today. A lot of people are surprised that insurance can help cover this.
Dive in, give yourself all to it, watch what happens.
Call the Center, a Place of Hope, right now.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a great number of people to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the center. A place of hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you. Do people ever come to you asking for help? Maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.